Unfortunately, guys, this week I am short on time, and we're a day late. We're going to be pushing them to Fridays because I think we both agreed that that's probably the best way to go. Yeah, it makes a little bit more sense. You kind of end the week with it. It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was a little late getting on. She had a little bit of work she had to do, so I'm in a little bit of a rush because I have.
This is taking up more time, you freaking rambler.
I'm just explaining.
Cole doesn't have that much time today. He has something to do at 11:45, so we actually have to have a short podcast, which is fine. So we've got three articles each, and we're gonna get to it right now. That's our news article. Our news music.
No, it should be the...
That sounds like a...
Oh! Like one of those. Like a broadcast is coming.
I was trying to do like something more entertaining than that, but whatever. Okay.
Yeah, I like mine.
We could combine them.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, here...
You do the beat.
You want me to do the beat?
Which is the... And I'll do the... Okay. All right, so this one, I'm inspired. I'm really inspired.
I like to hear an inspiring story.
Oh, God. Like, this would be my dream. So.
Is it a meteorite? Is it beavers?
That was my dream 2 weeks ago. This is my dream this week. So, this is the headline. This hero saved thousands by eating every meal at Six Flags. Hyphen. And he's not the only one. So, this man ate at Six Flags for $150 a year. He thrived on theme park food. So, for $174.98, so $175 a year, you can have a season's pass and the dining package, which allows you to eat your meals there. So, this guy, his name was Dylan. Apparently, he's not the only one who does this. Dylan would commute to Six Flags for his meals. And he would just live his life on Six Flags Carnival Foods. All-you-can-eat specials.
Jesus.
You know? He's a 33-year-old electrical engineer. I mean, it's not like he doesn't have money. He's an electrical engineer.
Sounds like an electrical engineer. Just sounds like a weird thing. Like, hey, do you want to go grab lunch? Yeah, you want to pop on over to Six Flags?
I know.
Fucking and odd.
So it's $175 now, but he, back in 2014, had the $150 discount. So... through his savings on food, he was able to pay down his student loans, get married, and buy a house because he was saving so much on food. Honestly, Jesus. This is like how we should all live our lives, I really think.
We should all live our lives by going to Six Flags every day for food.
Why not? If I could go to Six Flags every day, you know I'd be there. I am a roller coaster fanatic.
Mm.
And they have more than just, you know, your standard burgers and fries and pizza. But
if Six Flags was smart... what they would do is they'd be like, okay, we obviously have to increase the rate of this, but it doesn't have to be that big of an increase. How about $250 a year? You get the food package, get the entry fee. Hey, hear me out.
No one's buying Six Flags passes for the food though. This is just people who are smart.
But that's what I mean is then you get a little bit better restaurants with that extra revenue and you say, yeah, come on in. Pretty much I would imagine it's multiple restaurants, multiple vendors within the park. It's pretty much a huge mall of restaurants, but there's also rides that you can go on. They just completely rebrand to be food forward, but you also can go on rides.
Well, why don't we just start our own theme park and do that?
Yeah, let's crowdsource that money. And so if anyone wants to donate $100 million for us to open up two or three theme parks with restaurants, we will get right on this.
And you will get you'll get free food.
I thought when you read the headline, you said saved thousands. I thought you meant thousands of lives.
Oh.
I was like, wait, when did he save? I was waiting for you to be like, and he got food poisoning 49 times. So he saved a bunch of lives by warning people about the terrible food conditions at Six Flags.
No, he just saved those dollars. So this is a quote from Dylan. He said, I got so sick of those chicken balls. I'd estimate
chicken balls?
Probably like Chinese chicken balls. I'd estimate I got them around 150 times, and at 5 per meal that's around 750 balls. I don't know that I could ever eat them again. So that's our quote that we got from Dylan, but you know, if I could follow in his footsteps, if there was a Six Flags nearby, I'd be doing it.
I would love to do this challenge. Like, straight up do a vlog in which we both get this. We get an Airbnb for, like, 3 months. We work remotely down there. And every meal we have to have is at a Six Flags.
But we have to go on roller coasters every day.
Yeah. And it was like, Cole lost 86 pounds because he threw up 4 times a day. He has 6 teeth left.
Jeez. Yeah. Okay. All right. Wow. Well, that's that. Inspiring. Wow. Inspiring for
all. Thank you. Thank you for keeping us updated on what's going on in the culinary world. So here is the headline. Hiker lost on mountain for 24 hours, ignored calls from rescuers because he didn't recognize the phone number. So this guy climbed.
Sounds like one something of the, I would do.
Yeah, he was staying at a lodge and he was summiting or hiking around the tallest peak in the Colorado Rocky range. And he said he was just going to do a day hike. And he said he'd be back by like 8 p.m. or whatever to the lodge. And they were like, okay, great. Because obviously they track all of that to make sure everyone's back on time. And he just never came back. So they're like, yeah, fuck. So they they sent out search parties and all this different stuff the next day. And they had called him all throughout that night. And they just didn't hear anything. So they're fearing the worst. They're like, oh my gosh, this guy is dead. He was staying at our lodge. That's not good press. And then he just reappeared at the lodge the next morning and they were like, what the fuck? And he was like, yeah, I don't know. Someone was calling me from the top and I didn't recognize the number. Oh, so I just didn't pick it up. But I just, you know, it was getting dark. So I decided to just cowboy camp and just stay overnight.
Was he not concerned? Like, was he not worried? Was he not scared? How come he wasn't trying to call anyone if he had cell service?
The thing that's odd about it is the skill and the knowledge that is required to climb up a peak, such as the tallest one in Colorado. You would also imagine that safety is something that's on their mind. So they're like, okay, well, I told the lodge I was going to be back. Maybe I should call the lodge and just say, I'm not going to be back. So it's like a weird...
Is it the kind of thing where you need a camping permit to go up there? He didn't have one, but he wanted to camp. So really, he was just being sneaky and pretending he was lost. And he was like, oh, fuck, they're calling me. Just like screening their calls, trying to avoid them, trying to get away with camping up on this mount.
I think... honestly, that makes more sense to the story. Like, if that came out a week from now...
Well, he's not going to admit it now.
Huh?
He's not going to admit it now. We're never going to hear that story.
I mean, apparently he's using this all of this coverage to start his social media career.
See, then that makes all the sense.
I'm kidding. That's not what he's doing. I couldn't even find his name.
I mean, what a dum-dum. But also smart if he just went to camp. Are you ready for mine?
I could not be more ready. I'm going to have a sip of kombucha.
Oh, good for you. All right. So this one, it's a sprinkle related story.
Sprinkle related?
Sprinkle gate. That's what they're calling it.
Sprinkle gate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So here's the story.
I love how you gave me so much shit last week.
No, I read
week.
It. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to make it so that I can see you while I'm reading.
You can't even... She gave me so much shit. You're reading the article. And I was reading articles about, like, people lost at sea. Like, these are things you can't just absolutely memorize. And so I'm reading it to get more information because you were asking questions. Nope. It's a problem. You can't read the article on the podcast.
I'm not reading the freaking article. I'm pulling up the information so that I can reference little bits and pieces.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just let us know when you're done reading.
So, a British bakery in Britain called...
Oh, wait. Okay. Sorry.
Shut up. Let me freaking do this. I hate you so much.
Okay. Sorry. Real quick. This is a recap for everyone that's just tuning in now. A British bakery in Britain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Continue. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
So they're having to pull these sprinkles from their shelves because they're illegal. They're U.S.-made sprinkles, and they contain a coloring that's not legal to be used. It's been banned. It's called FD&C Red Number 3. Okay? So this food coloring apparently causes hyperactivity in children, and it causes cancer.
Is it sugar?
It's a freaking food coloring, you dingus.
Hyperactivity in children, cancer. I'm like, sugar. That's just what sugar is. No. Is sugar banned in Britain?
Oh, I guess.
Wait. Oh, my God. Oh, wait. I think I know this? What this is. I think I know what's going on. So Brexit is happening. They can't source shit from Europe because they are separado now. And so they're buying shit probably illegally from America because it's cheaper, and they've run into this. How did they catch them? That's my first question. How did they catch?
Somebody reported them. So it's so funny because it's not like it's a, so they make this cake. It's like called the Bruce or something. Oh, probably because of Matilda. It looks like the cake that Bruce kid is eating in Matilda. I think that was his name.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, there's sprinkles on it, but it's just like rainbow sprinkles. It's not like it's like one red sprinkle or like it's rainbow sprinkles, and they look very ordinary, but there just happen to be some red ones in there. And the red ones are apparently the ones that contain this banned food coloring. So anyways, it's pretty insane. This guy is very upset. This is a quote. All right, here we go. Oh, it's a 12-layer chocolate cake, by the way. So he says, it's highly unlikely that we'll find any legal sprinkles that we will use as a replacement. British sprinkles just aren't the same. They're totally shit, and I hate them. And then he added, I'm extremely passionate about sprinkles. Anyway, so he's refusing to replace these red sprinkles with anything else. They look very ordinary. I want to show you a picture. I'll add it to the Instagram page.
Perfect.
Friends Off Podcast.
So our 9 followers can follow along.
You know what? The people who check it out, they're passionate about it. Just as passionate as Myers is about his sprinkles.
Oh, boy.
So anyways, it's pretty insane. He was reported by somebody who he's really also upset about. He wrote on Facebook, all I have to say is, dear Lord, what a sad life, Jane. He was reported to Trading Standards, and that's about it. And then I got really curious about what made this food coloring so dangerous and like what it's made of, because that's kind of weird. You always hear about how like artificial coloring is not good, but I always thought that was just kind of like a hippy dippy statement. Like, I didn't think there was any real science behind it not being good. I was like, well, I'm sure it's derived from like natural ingredients, but I guess that would defeat the purpose of it being artificial coloring.
Sure.
Anyways, it comes from fluorone. And then I looked up fluorone, and it's basically just a chemical compound. So.
Well, yeah.
So that's about it. That's about
it. Interesting. I mean, someone clearly was trying to like blackmail him or doing something. There's almost nothing to gain from. Also, a cake with sprinkles on it. I've never met anyone who was like, oh, I like when the sprinkles are on it. No one, who gives a fuck about sprinkles? Please hit us up in the Discord. Oh, we don't have a Discord. Hit us up in the chat.
Hit us up on our Instagram. We need followers.
Yes. And let us know, do you really even give a shit about sprinkles? Also, a 12-layer chocolate cake with sprinkles on it just seems trashy. I'd love to see this thing.
I'll put a picture of it.
Perfect. Very excited.
Next.
Do you want me to go to my next article? Yes. Okay. Hooters servers are complaining about the chain's inappropriate new uniforms.
Oh, what?
So, yeah. Have you ever been to a Hooters before?
Yeah, I really wanted to go to Hooters when I lived in Kenora, and there was one in Winnipeg, and I went once when I went to a concert in Winnipeg. I was, like, so excited.
They have them in Canada?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I don't see them very often anymore, but yeah.
Interesting. Okay, so essentially this new outfit that they have to
burp.
What they have to wear are essentially underwear. They're like briefs. I mean, it's like a bathing suit bottom is what they're wearing.
Wait, so they've like made the outfits more scandalous?
Even higher. Like I don't know if it's the tops. They only really talk about the bottom.
Okay.
But the bottoms are like over their, it's essentially like a bikini bottom. It kind of goes hand in hand with, do you guys have the topless coffee stands?
What are you talking about?
Okay, so they're a little tiny coffee stand, you know, and they have black curtains on them, and you get your coffee, but when you pull up to the window, they open up the curtain and they're just wearing a bikini and they make you your coffee.
And it's always women, I'm assuming?
Just women that are wearing the bikinis. And they just make you your coffee.
I mean, objectifying women's bodies in, like, service situations is very early 2000s. It's, like, car wash, like, bikini car wash. Like, all that is just so fucking weird.
Mm.
Anyway, no, I've never heard of that before.
Well, it's a thing, you know, beside the point of objectifying women, it seems interesting that they are told to wear such little amount of clothing and also serve food, like, from a sanitary perspective, it's very odd.
Well, it's not like boobs, you know, excrete. I mean, if you're pregnant, I guess they do.
I have heard that not pregnant girls.
I'm ready for all of the female anatomy lessons what we're going to get from Cole here when he didn't even know that babies aren't born in a sack.
This was taken out of context. Jasmine was in charge of editing.
Oh my god, yes.
This was 100% out of context. Okay. You cut around the beginning of my statement when we were talking about babies and bags inside the body.
No.
And the way you described it was that the baby is inside the, and I was like, wait, the baby's inside the bag? Okay, the baby's inside the bag, and you cut out the first part in which I question you, and then you're like, ha, Cole believes this. It's just not true.
Pause. If anyone doesn't know what we're talking about, refer back a couple episodes. There was no way I could have edited around this. I think Cole was just surprised to even hear himself say the words.
No.
That's all. He's shocked at his own statements. It's fine. Moving on. Tell me about women's bodies and how they're unsanitary.
I'm just
get
saying.
Get all these women.
I mean, there's no way they're like, okay, here's my bikini top, my bottom, and then I'm putting on my gloves and my mask, and they put on all the other things and they sanitize. I mean, it's just like,
well, I have to assume that they're not like rubbing the coffee on their bodies first or
100% they are. But what I've heard is that you can pull up to these windows, and if you tip them well, they'll flash their boobies at you. And so I'm like, okay, so if that's happening, then it becomes a whole other thing in which there's like genitalia, which are boobs considered genitalia?
You're making uneducated assumptions. You have no idea. This is speculation.
It's
genitalia. What do you think? A woman's just gonna be like, here's my crotch. Like, how is she gonna get up on the counter and what?
Okay, hear me out.
And
so
where have we gone? Have we ended up here?
Side tangent.
All right, a ninja with a sword assailed a U.S. Army Special Operations Unit in California. So, this guy showed up to a U.S. Army Special Operations Unit in the middle of the night. I don't even know what that would look like. What does the Special Operations Unit look like? A building? Like, it's in the middle of the California desert, but, like, what?
It's like
what
Spec Ops, so it's like a black site.
Okay, so he comes there wearing full ninja garb. That's how it's described. I love the word garb. And he went up to a special operations sergeant. And he said to him, do you know who I am? And the sergeant said he didn't. And he said, do you know where my family is? And then he said, no. And then the person in the ninja garb began to slash at him with a katana sword. And he hit the sergeant's legs and his phone. And then the sergeant ran and jumped a fence and reached a building where he joined other people, his other colleagues. And then the captain locked the doors and called 911. And then the assailant was like trying to kick and punch the doors and windows and get in, which would
called
be so
911?
Funny. Yeah, I guess that's a little bit weird. Okay,
it's America. You're Spec Ops.
That is the American the police, plot, isn't it?
If this were the police, he would have been killed.
Okay,
it's the military and they're like, hold up, call the police. They'll kill him.
True.
That's the most American thing I've ever heard. Sorry, continue.
That's so true. Anyways, so he was, he didn't obey the deputy's orders and he ran. And then they tased him and he dropped the sword and then they were able to take him into custody. So he didn't voluntarily go into custody. He was a 35-year-old man named Gino Rivera. And he was arrested for attempted homicide, assault with a deadly weapon, brandishing a weapon with the intent to resist or prevent an arrest. So basically everything they could. And
I love laws. Isn't that funny?
The sergeant
assault?
Is fine.
Assault with a deadly weapon, separate charge.
Uh-huh.
Assault by brandishing a weapon. It's just like by pulling out a sword, you've broken three laws. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy.
Well,
like
I mean, he did
assault.
Slash the guy, but I really want to understand what the hell this guy was all about. Like, why was he looking like his, do you know where my family is? Like, what are you, freaking Liam Neeson?
He's probably got some mental problems, I would imagine.
I mean, sure, but I still want to know what delusion he was experiencing. I'm curious. That's
There's
all.
A crazier story within this that the U.S. military as a whole is covering up. And it's that a ninja, an Italian descendant ninja, I would imagine. His name is what? Diego Rivera?
It's Gino Rivera, yes.
Gino Rivera. It sounds Italian. Let's just say he's Italian-American. His family was taken forcibly from him, from their family home when he was a child. And he's been training for a decade to get better at the art of the katana. And for whatever reason, he locked in on ninja and samurai tactic. And he found the facility that they were taken to. He found the head CO and attacked him. And they're like, I don't know, this guy's fucking crazy. I don't know what he did. I don't know. Like, there's a story behind this because it makes no sense at all.
I think you're 100% right on that.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
We're coming up with a lot of good theories this week.
Yes, we are.
Daniel Craig says he goes to gay bars to avoid fights at straight venues. Bond star says he dislikes the aggression of hetero spaces and gay bars were a good place to meet women.
Yeah, fair.
Fair. I've been doing that since I was 18.
It's also so much more fun at gay bars. Just
they have better music.
More people dancing, more fun. You don't feel threatened as a woman. I love going to gay bars. So what happened with Daniel Craig?
So anyway, he's explaining that when he was single earlier on, he just always went to gay bars because he was like, I was getting into like fist fights at straight bars. Like people are just, there's too much testosterone in the wrong setting.
And people would probably target him being like, I could fight this guy.
Yes, but you have to imagine that he wasn't really famous until he was like 28. So this is like from 18 till then, he would just go to gay bars all the time.
I love that for him.
And he kind of explains, like, there's been a couple questions over the course of his career if he's bisexual, gay, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's just super open with his sexuality. He apparently, on No Time to Die, his new movie that just came out, which I'm really dying to see, he kissed all of his male co-stars on the lips. He's like, it's the best way to break the ice. He's like, in my opinion, the ideal of the new, like, what new masculinity is. It's like, yeah, I'm straight. I like this. Yeah, I like that. Kidding. Or, yeah, I'm gay. I'm this or that. But you can still be masculine just being comfortable with yourself.
No shit.
And I think the same applies to women and what femininity is. Although I'm not a woman, so I can't really understand, you know, explain that very well. But, like, I would imagine it just has something to do with being comfortable with yourself. And so this was such a great article. It kind of backed up what I've done. I mean, I've probably been to more gay bars than straight bars in my life. But, Daniel.
That's great. I respect that. I respect that, Daniel. Well, is that it for you?
That's it for me, guys. Okay. It's been a quick week. We had to record this one pretty fast. Jasmine's going to cut me off again because I'm wasting time, apparently, by just speaking. yeah, I'm off. I've got other things I got to do today, and Jasmine has to edit this and do other work. So I'm going to give her as much time as possible to do that because I know how much time and energy that takes her. So yes. With that, I think we will say our goodbyes and bid you all adieu.
Yeah. Thank you guys for being here. We'll be back on Friday. We'll be back on Friday. Most Fridays.
Most Fridays, guys. Just tune in. Most Fridays, you might catch us. Maybe.
Probably. Hopefully. Leave us a 5-star review if you feel so inclined. And we will. Oh, and follow our Instagram page so that you can see all of our photo references that we speak about on the podcast. Yes.
They are important to the podcast.
They really are. And we will see you next time.
Later, Gators.
Ta-ta.